Hey, this is Ryan Rogers, and I'm the pastor at the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope that this message gives you a glimpse of how beautiful our God is.
Well, happy Sabbath, and happy Boxing Day. And, well, for those, thank you, Garrick, yes, and Merlot. And if you don't know what that means, go find a Canadian. Yeah. Welcome to those online as well. I'd also like to thank Katie and Carol for that song that they just sang. Actually, that's one of my favorite hymns. Actually, not just a favorite hymn, one of my favorite carols. And I know that it sounds like a strange thing. Why would that's such a plain carol? But actually, when it was written over 300 years ago. It was published in 1696. And when it was written, it was a rule breaker. And I don't want to say it was heresy, but I will say it was a sacrilege. Because up until that time, the only songs that were sung in church were from the Psalms of David. Anything else that was sung that was from the Bible, yeah, was considered a sacrilege. And it really didn't matter if you were in church or in public. You didn't sing things from the Bible. And so when the song was penned, it broke the rules. And I guess I should say, well, what is a rule breaker to me? A rule breaker to me, I was down in Southern California, I think it was 1991, it was in the fall, and I was in Anaheim getting out of the car, and it was probably about 80 degrees, a little muggy, and I stopped before I got out of the car because a block and a half away, coming out of Angel Stadium there in Anaheim, I could hear praise singing coming out of Angel Stadium. 30,000 kids were in there singing praise songs. It was incredible. Above the traffic noise, a block and a half of the way, I could hear it. And this was not amplified. This is just songs that you could hear coming out of the stadium. It was unusual. For me, that was a rule breaker. The setting broke the norm. So that's kind of what I mean by that this song was a rule breaker. So in picking a favorite hymn, so that's what Pastor Ryan asked me to do. He asked me to pick one of my favorite hymns and tell why it was favorite. That's why I chose this hymn. I chose it because it broke the norm for when it was written, and it set the tone for other hymns to be written of the New Testament, and then later on of people's thoughts of the Bible stories. You know, I don't see Sonia here this morning, but if she's watching online, I just wanted to tell her how much I appreciated the song that her and her friend sang a couple weeks ago. I actually wasn't here when it was sung, but thank you to the AV people. I was able to watch it online, and it moved me from being watching it online. I think if I was here, it would have been even more moving. To me, that song was a rule breaker. Just because of the arrangement, it was a little bit different. It was outside the norm. I loved it. Yeah. That's why, you know, I chose "While Shepherd Watch Your Flocks." So when he penned, it was Nahum Tate that wrote the song, and it was published in 1696 with Nicholas Bradley. And how much of a rule breaker was it? This is something that Nahum Tate used to recount himself about the song. He told how when he was at family prayers in the home of a friend, one of the young girls explained her refusal to sing by saying, quote, "If you must know the plain truth, sir, as long as you sung the hymns of Jesus Christ's psalms, I sung along with ye. But now that you sing songs of your own invention, ye may sing by yourselves," end quote. Yeah, but, you know, once the new version gained acceptance, it served the church for over 300 years. And like I said, it's paved the way for other hymns to be written, not just from the Psalms. So thinking about rule-breaking songs, I wanted to have a song, or have it presented in a rule-breaking type of way. And if I was to do that, I would have a group called Pentatonic sing it. Except I couldn't find an arrangement by them of that song. So another song that is one of my favorites that is a rule breaker is O Come All Ye Faithful. Excuse me. And I was going to have Garrick play that this morning, but the video didn't come through like I thought it would. So we're just going to have the audio. Pentatonics, as a little background, they're an a cappella group. And there's five of them, hence the name Pentatonics. A cappella means no instruments, if you didn't know that. And so all the sounds that you hear, since you're not going to be able to see them, comes from their mouth, their lips, their tongue, and their voice. And actually, there's no percussion instruments. It just comes from themselves. I'd encourage you to take a look at them at home when you get home. Look them up on YouTube. Watch some of their Christmas hymns. Watch some of their regular hymns. And I know their arrangements have really spoken to me, and I hope their arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful speaks to you now, if you could play that.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. O come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him.
Thanks for listening to this message from the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com.